Yeah. Isaiah 43:5. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. You know, it's like over the last few weeks, and, you know, I was saying, I don't know what to preach on. And God said, I've been doing this in your heart. You know, the times we're in are so dark. And God said that we have to prepare our hearts at this time. And in verse 4, every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked place shall be made straight and the rough places smooth. And I love this. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together. This is a time that we are in now that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. You know, this morning we're seeing the glory and we're feeling the glory, but we're going to see it more. Oh, it's up here. But together, not just one's going to be, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. So the Lord, and you know, I love it that the Lord is preparing his bride, and you know, she's going to be without spot or blemish. But it's for the last harvest that he's doing on this earth. My messages seem to repeat themselves, but it's where we're at in the time that we are in. And God said, there's a voice crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. If we don't prepare our hearts, if we don't prepare our minds, our souls, I love what Anna said. You know, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in us. Because if we repair the way of the Lord, you know, I was in, when I was soaking in the Holy Spirit, and then I went to Chartwell, my favorite place, to have a cup of coffee, it was like someone said, you're glowing. You're glowing. And I'm going, oh, I need to be with Jesus more, that people can see. You know, because some Christians, you know, I've said this before, looks of, as if they've sucked on lemons. They do. You just put your hand up. They've seen a Christian that is miserable. But even though, I mean, I've been through a rough week, but you can stay. You're sucking on, you can taste that lemonade and you try and whistle, now you can't, the whistle, you can't whistle when you think of a lemon. But anyway, out of the lemon, and to soak in his presence. I don't know whether I shared last week a bit, but my little Ali's 13, and she said, I picked her up from school, and she said, Nana, and I'm singing away with all the, you know, I'm on, what is it, Gold David Stars? Morning Star, and all the songs are coming over, and I'm singing away, and she said, I love you singing to Jesus. And I said, do you? And then you can sing. And I said, oh, well, that's very kind. But she said, I like your kind of songs. And I'm going, see, the anointing was coming over. And she said, I want to know Jesus. So you know what a Nana does? So Nana gets home and said, right here, Ali, sit by Nana. Do you want to know Jesus? Yes. So I led her in a prayer and I said, how does that feel? Awesome. And so then I bought her a Bible, Princess Bible, and some notes to read. So I said to her yesterday, are you reading it? She said, yes. I even read, they've got a new puppy. I even read it to Harley. And I said, well, that's good for the dog. But it's like, you know, when people want what you've got, and you know, we've been praying for our grandchildren, and I'm going, in that basket I've got two that's come through for the kingdom of God, and we pray for that every Wednesday. So if you want names in that basket of people that are backslidden or need saving, just put them there. We pray over them on Wednesday. But I'm just going, yes, God, you're answering prayer. Yeah. So, and I just feel God is calling us to consecrate ourselves. We're in a time, it truly is. It's like the holiness and the purity has to be in our hearts. The things that hold us back, we can't go forward in God in this time that we're in without sanctifying. We heard a lot about sanctifying, but God said that he's calling us, he's preparing us, because the greater glory is coming. And who's excited about that? If we prepare ourselves, the greater glory will just come in. I love it. You know, I remember hearing of, there was a lot of rebellious people in a church, and you're not. But God came, they were stubborn. And the presence of God came, and he stuck the ones to their seats until they had repented. So there was a lot of people stuck to their seats, and they could not move. And that is a true story. And I would know who the ones that are stubborn. But God is saying, consecrate yourselves. Sanctify yourselves. We have to totally surrender to him. And now is the time. And I just, wow. And I think God is calling us to set apart. It's so hard as Christians sometimes to be, you know, with people that are in the world. But we are set apart with him. We are surrendered to him. I was with all my family yesterday, and usually it gets me down because they don't talk about Jesus. But it was like Clive and I were just carrying the anointing of God. We were set apart, but it was flowing over into the family. It's starting to happen. It's starting to come in that we're seeing, they're crying out. My daughter came for prayer, and I'm going, yes, God, this is awesome. And I think that's what God is up to. I really believe he's visiting. He's, you know, but the world is so dark that we need to be like this. And you know, I just got the story of the Israelites, you know, Joshua 3:5, and Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And I just love the story of that. You know, it's to concentrate. I've got concentrate, but that might be a prophetic word. Means to sanctify or purify yourself. Set yourself. That's the meaning, is to sanctify or purify yourself. Set yourself apart for God's purposes. We get busy, busy, busy. We do. We get pulled this way and that way. And God's saying, I want you to set time apart with me. I long for you. I long for you to be in my presence. You know, I sometimes just sit there for an hour, and I just, you know, Psalm 127, to seek his face, Lord, I will seek. You know, just to go, and I just sit there, and then I just get into the Lord, and then I just visualize his beautifulness from the Word of God. I see him clothed in righteousness. I see a robe of righteousness. I see him all dressed in purple, and he comes, and he always puts his hands out to me, and I'm going, Lord, 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 I love you, and I just want more of you. But they're sitting with him, sitting at his feet, you know, just being in his presence, because he wants us to be set apart in such a time as this. And this is what the Israelites were crossing over the River Jordan. I love it. It was a time, and this is what they've been waiting for, to cross over. But it was a time when there was a great floods. The River Jordan, when I went, was in Israel. The Jordan didn't look, you couldn't imagine it being so high and that, because it's quite low, and there's a line through it. This is Israel's half and this is Jordan's half. But it wasn't like that. But it was like it was in winter time, and it said that the banks, the water was overflowing. But yet, soon as they put their feet But they had to sanctify themselves before they took the presence of God over to the other side. They took the Ark of the Covenant over. And this is what God's saying. You have to sanctify yourself for to take the promises of God, to cross over into what we're coming into. Is, wow, it's so powerful. But they, God said, you can't go over if you don't sanctify yourselves. If you don't, you're going to be left behind. So the whole lot. You imagine that? No hidden sin. No talking against each other. No swearing. Nothing. They sanctified. They did what Anna said. Created me a clean heart, O God. But they were all sanctified, because if they touched the Ark of the Covenant going over, because they carried it through the Jordan River, it was on dry land, it's miraculous. It's miraculous. And God is saying, I'm preparing dry ground for you to come into the promises of God. I am opening a way. I am making a way. And I saw that in the Spirit. I saw that prophetically last night. He said, if you're sanctified, I will open the way for you to do great exploits. He's looking for people. Doesn't it say his eyes go to and fro, looking for ones whose hearts are towards him? And we are in this time now. And if I've said anything that I just don't think is right, I don't sleep. And I have to put it right, because God wants us to be sanctified. And the Israelites, I love it. They just put their feet on the edge. If you read Joshua 3, on the edge of the River Jordan. And the waters just went right back. And yet it was winter time and it was flooding. And they walked through because they'd been sanctified. They could take the presence of God into the promises of God. And God said, in the latter days, what does he say? I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. So this is what we said. Sanctify yourselves and I will pour out my Spirit. But I'm not pouring out my Spirit if you have not been sanctified. If you haven't repented. You haven't, you know, purity is just beautiful. And God is saying, this is the way, because he wants to open up, because we're going to see the harvest. How do we sanctify ourselves? This is what I've written down. Dedicate your heart totally to God. Reflect on your motives, and we've talked about that today. What are our motives? Are we jealous? Are we unforgiving? So I had a lady in here that I only was in the church for a little while, but she said someone came up to her and just pulled me down completely. And I thought that person was my friend. And that hurts, but God is saying we cannot have this stuff in the church. If you have a problem with me, just pray for me or come to me. But it's like we just want to be sanctified with him. So reflect on your motives. Repent. Keep short accounts. And this is number four. Separate yourselves from the evils of the world. And it's getting dark out there, isn't it? And there's evil all around, but we've got to stand up for righteousness and holiness. I love the ones that got on Facebook and declared, you know, that we're not bowing down to Allah, but to God. You know, and people stood up and prayed and blowed the shofars. But we've got to, I just felt we stepped over something, and I'm going, oh, where's New Zealand going now? Where are we going now? There's a Maori man, which I wished he'd kept to being a Maori, but he's gone over to be a Muslim and believes he's going to take over Hastings. So, you know, it's like we have to pray, because, and we have to carry the glory, because the harvest of souls is coming. You will soon be leading people daily to the Lord. I promise you. This is what we're coming into. You will sit down and someone will want sit down because you're carrying the presence of God, and they will want to know. People want to know. People are fearful. I mean, I read that it's going to be a cashless society next year. So what does that mean? We're in the end times. And if it's cashless, that means you have to get a what do you call it, a thing in your hand, a mark of the mark. Not necessarily. Not straight away, says Clive, but it's getting to that point. Because the Antichrist will want all our money. But it's like we have to, when we're not to fear these things, because we're going to carry the glory. We're going to see souls saved. We're going to see, wow, people healed in miraculous ways. I'm excited for what God's doing. What is the next one? Draw closer to Him in prayer and heavenly language, tongues. And if there's anybody, I did know, I was at my doctor's and we were talking away and I said, oh, I just get in my heavenly language. He said, oh, good, Trish. And I said, oh, cool, ba ba ba. And I said, do you get into a heavenly language? He said, God hasn't given it to me. And I said, put your head under here. Don't think about it, because I said, you've got it. So, you know, and he says, well, thank you, Trish. But I believe he'll come into it. You know, sometimes we analyze these intellects, you know, but it's like I went out there thinking, whoa, thank you, Jesus. Get into time. If there's someone here that doesn't speak in a heavenly language, I'd love to pray for you today. Because, ho ho, yabaka, skibu kuba. Always stay committed to Him. That's number six. Always. Every day. Every morning. I mean, I get out of bed in the morning, my knee hurts, but I've got, oh, out. Oh, no, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. And the doctor was talking to me about my knee and my back and everything, and he said, oh, how's it going? And I said, do you know what? I'm blessing it every day. I get people like Marcia to pray for me and vow. And I said, I'm not going to have surgery. And he says, I stand with you in that. He's a Christian. I stand with you in that. He said, I believe that too, Trish. And I'm going, hallelujah. Pressing in and praying in. Holy is the Lord. You know, you can touch your doctors when you go. Wherever you go. Holy. Seven, to become holy, a replica of Jesus will make a difference. You know, the churches have had a lot of watering down. And the gospel has become very weak. But not in this church. And I know that we know the scripture, but I'm going to go to it, Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And that's what we're seeing at present, isn't it? Whoa. But the Lord will arise. Can you see him? He's just arising over you. Peggy's got photos of all where people have just got fire coming out of their heads. So if you want to see them, I'd go to Peggy. Because I'd put them on a table and just put them all out. Because they're amazing and it brings the glory in the fire. But God said, you know, on Acts 2, he set us on fire. And this is in the photos, you know, it showed. Whoa. Isn't that wonderful? Rise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory will be... But the Lord will arise over you. And his glory will be seen upon you. Not just one person. Upon all of us that are really going after God. He says, I will shine with my glory. People won't be able to look at you because the glory of God will be so powerful that people will be saved even as you're passing by and they'll grab you. This is the time. Doesn't it say the latter days will be far greater? And the first day of the latter rain was on the day of Pentecost. And how many was in the 150 in the room praying? 120. And then they multiplied. And then they went out and 5,000 were saved. So we would have about 80 here. But you imagine that we got caught with the Holy Spirit. We got on fire. We went out there and we all multiplied. And we... I can feel it. I've had the fire in me so that I'm thinking I'm dying. This is my time. I'm up. And I never forget John Wimber's, and they go, chewing, more, Lord. Give them more. And I'm going, I am dying. More, Lord. And so I collapse on the floor, and then they kneel beside you with their chewing gum in their finger. More, Lord. So I'm going, I'm screaming at this point, give them more. And it's like the fire is just... And I remember Baker, what's his first up? No, the other one? Roland. All the New Zealanders at Toronto were up the front. He called them out because it was Stuart that was leading that day, and because he calls the New Zealanders out. And I'm going, yes. Anyway, we're all going there, and we went down like flies. Boom. And we sang our national anthem. It was so amazing. So amazing. It was so amazing. Anyway, Roland comes up to me, and he just, give me your hands. And I'm going, oh, Lord. So I gave my hands, and the fire of God came on me that it was like being electrocuted. I was like this, and I screamed with, were you there? It might be Helen. I just screamed with the power, and I'm going, oh God, I'm going to heaven. This is the time. This is the time I'm going. And he kept, and it was like when you connect with electric, you can't get your hands off. And he was like, and it was like, whoa. It was like, and then I came back to New Zealand after that, and everybody on the plane got touched with this electricity. And anyway, I was speaking in Rotorua, and the Rotorua pastor, God said, give to him what you received. I'm going, well, this will be fun. So anyway, I said, Anthony, hold out your hands. And he was just sitting there quite placid. And so I held out his hand. I said, what God gave me in Toronto, I anoint with you. Well, his hands caught on fire so much that he had to have a bucket of water. He got far more than what I did. So, you know, I'm not trying to put you off here, but it's just like the... Am I doing a good job? But it's like the power, more, Lord. We want more. But it's like to be electrified with the things of the Father, to be electrified with Him. But we have to be sanctified. We have to be cleansed. It's preparing the bride. We're coming in to the most exciting time we've ever been in. And it's happening. If you knew the angelic realm that's happening up here now, whoa. There's an acceleration. Thank you, Jesus. We want today. You know, we have. Do you want your mundane days? Do you want those over? Do you want to be electrocuted with the fire and the power of His anointing? Do you want it? I think it's coming. I won't do the rest of my message.
I was sitting here last Saturday, back where Gary is, and I honestly just got a download at the end of towards the end of the meeting, and I went bright red in the face. I looked at the video later, I was red, and I just went forward. Sorry, Rosie, you got the blunt of that, but I was just out of control. God just took over. So you know, the power is there. If you're hungry, you want it. He's ready for he wants it. He wants to give it. You know, it's not. It's not, you know, it's not anything I manufactured. It was just God just hit me.
I So true. I'm coming back. But God gave me this in the middle of the night, so I have to share this bit. But Mark 1:3, and this is... A voice of one calling in the wilderness. So we've got to come out of the wilderness today to rise up in faith. Prepare the way of the Lord. That's what God is saying to us. Make straight his paths. Repent, for the kingdom of God has come near. And I really do, from the bottom of my heart, like that message that Anna gave today, it's like we've got to search our hearts to see if there's any wicked way in us. What are our motives? You know, it could be mammon, it could be sexual stuff, it could be overeating, it could be whatever. It could be that you've just got jealousy or unforgiveness or something. It's like, you know, when I'm talking to my sister, it just comes out of her mouth. Just the unforgiveness and the hurt and the pain. And I'm just going, God, I'm in tongues quietly as she's talking and bringing it all over. I'm just saying, God, let the gentleness of my voice touch her. Let the shepherd touch her. Let it be that she finds you. I'm just saying, God, I'm crying out because I think we've prayed long enough and now is the time for things to happen. Who agrees? So I don't know how to close this. We could have a fire tunnel. Does anybody want a fire tunnel? Just to say, I want to be ignited in the Spirit of God. And all that we've received, we impart to you. Because what we receive and we give out, you receive it in the Spirit. And you know, as we spend time, as I spend time with God and you spend time with God, it doubles the anointing. It multiplies. It gets bigger. It's like God, I just want you to say, God put a hunger in my heart. Lord, I want more than I've ever had before. Lord, I want the harvest to come in. I want to win souls for the Lord. I want to pray for the sick that they may be healed. I want to pray for the hurting that they may be, their hearts may be healed. Oh God, bring the Holy Spirit now with power. You know, it's like the day of Pentecost was huge, but God says the latter days is going to be so much more powerful. And everything I've said today is from the Word of God, I promise you. Because I always ask the Holy Spirit for His truth. And we can't water down the gospel. We can't water down church. Some churches don't even acknowledge the cross. But we acknowledge the cross of Jesus. If it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, we wouldn't be saved. You know, and there's a Lamb's book. I was telling my little Ellie, there's a Lamb's book in heaven that now your name is written up there. And I said, you know, angels are rejoicing. And the angels still rejoice with us. Do you know, they're with us and they still rejoice. And they rejoice when we share about Jesus. But they run away when you gossip and slander and pull people down. But they are with you always when you're talking about Jesus. Holy. Isn't it this angelic? You've all got one. You know, if we could see in the Spirit right now. You've all got an angel. Some of you have got two or three angels. And I believe breakthrough angel is here today. And if you don't believe in angels, just read the Word of God. It's there thousands of times. I see the angelic realm.